The federal government announced its contract for 16 new search and rescue planes this morning. Kayla Haggett has more.
I am announcing the award of a $2.4 million contract.
Procurement Minister Judy Foote was at CFB Trenton this morning to unveil the details of the deal to provide the Canadian search and rescue teams with new aircrafts. The $2.4 billion contract is with Airbus Defence and Space. They will provide the military with 16 new C-295W aircraft. The first aircraft will roll out in 2019, with the final ones coming in 2022. This will replace the Hercules aircraft that are currently used. Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan was also there and says that it goes beyond the equipment.
It's not just about having the aircraft or any type of equipment that arrives. We need to make sure that our women and men have the right training, the right tools, to be able to utilize it to its full capacity.
The contract also includes a new simulator-equipped training center in Comox, B.C. Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Michael Hood says he thinks this contract will have a positive effect on the SAR teams.
I believe search and rescue is going to become a lot less about search and a lot more about rescue.
Kayla Haggett, QNET News, Trenton.
And this year, the United Way is trying to raise $2.1 million. They have raised just over half of that, which is their goal, with only less than half a month to go. QNET News' Callie Doran looks at the reason for the decline in donations this year.
The United Way of Quinte has been collecting donations since September and are hoping to reach their goal by December 31st. But it has proved to be more challenging than they anticipated. Judy Gilbert, executive director, explains why.
Our hydro bills continue to go up, but people's incomes don't go up to match that. There's layoffs going on. There's folks that, for whatever reason, they don't have that same disposable income. And I speak to, the cost of living, the cost to run a household. So all of those things are at play.
Gerbert goes on to explain the other reasons for the lack of donations.
There's also other fundraising efforts going on. There's a lot of competition out there for fewer dollars.
They're still hoping to reach their goal by December 31st. Callie Dorn, QNET News, Belleville.
The local drop-in center Nightlight is looking for a new home. The volunteer-based organization is now currently residing in the basement of the Victoria Avenue Baptist Church. Executive Director Molly Sitwell explains why.
We moved here at the beginning of December because we were at 228 Front Street and our landlord was moving back in. When we took the lease 3 years ago, we realized that he would eventually need that space. And so, unfortunately, our term came to an end. And so we've had to find a new temporary location because we haven't been able to secure a permanent location for our drop-in.
Acquiring a new location has not been easy due to a zoning issue Nightlight faces.
We face some zoning issues because we're an assembly. And I had explained that most of downtown is commercial zoning, but within the commercial zoning, there are different types of commerce, small stores, liquor stores, churches, you name it. They all fall under commercial, but we are an assembly of people because we have more than 30 people that gather, and so we need specific spaces to be able to have that kind of assembly.
Nightlight remains optimistic. There are three buildings they are currently looking at now that they may be able to use in the near future. Victory has come for the protesters who spent months fighting for the Standing Rock Reservation. An announcement was made last Sunday by the U.S. Army Corps assuring that the Dakota Access Pipeline will be rerouted. With a close Indigenous community on the outskirts of Belleville, Olivia Tim asked locals what they think. Here's the story.
Dustin Brandt is the Aboriginal Outreach Officer for Loyalist College and is also a Tyendinaga Mohawk.
It's an amazing victory for those people. The feelings that they have, especially the frontline people who have been out there for months now and out there in this cold weather, they must feel very, very accomplished, and they should, because it's an incredible feat that they've done. So I know that I felt very proud that day when I heard that news. So I feel that they should feel that times 100.
Local freelance photojournalist and environmental activist Phil Norton had the chance to go to Standing Rock. His firsthand experience helped him understand that these Indigenous issues hit home in the Belleville area.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy and thrilled that this, this decision would be made. But you know, we will be on our toes about what's coming next.
It's likely that with victory at Standing Rock, people are now going to turn their attention to last week's approval of the Trans Mountain Pipeline. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Belleville.
And 5 years of hard work has finally paid off for a local shrimp farm. First Ontario Shrimp Limited, based out of Campbellford, was announced a winner of the Premier Award for Agri-Foods Innovation Excellence on Wednesday afternoon. They earned the minister's award for having successfully converted one of their hog barns into a first shrimp farm in Ontario. Brad Cocchio explains how he and his family got into producing shrimp.
We had the barn that's sitting there empty that used to have hogs in it, and Dad was on the internet looking at alternative uses and came up with shrimp farming. So he got a hold of some of the guys in the States, in Indiana and Maryland, and he went down and seen a few and seen what he liked and what he didn't like, and we made it work in our facility.
Cocchio says the contributions they have made so far are, quote, a drop in the bucket. He says they want to expand the farm in the near future. Sports is next.
Finding a career you love starts at Loyalist College, with more than 30 full-time programs beginning this January, including the Practical Nursing Program. Learn with virtual simulation technology in Loyalist's state-of-the-art human simulation lab. Enjoy real-world experience with a clinical placement. A diploma from Loyalist prepares you to enter the workforce with confidence. Visit LoyalistCollege.com to learn more. Loyalist College, we put you to work.
QNET Sports, the banged-up Montreal Canadiens are home to New Jersey this evening. Forward Alan Galchenyuk and David Desharnais are both out with knee injuries. Edmonton visits Philadelphia tonight, and Vancouver is at Tampa Bay. Winnipeg is home to New York Rangers, and Calgary is at Arizona. Canadian Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota Timberwolves will visit Toronto this evening. Wiggins grew up just north of the city. The Raptors enter play a game and a half behind the first-place Cleveland in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings. It's the highest-priced contract ever for a relief pitcher. Aroldis Chapman is returning to the New York Yankees on a 5-year deal worth a reported $86 million U.S. The Yankees dealt Chapman to Chicago last July, and he helped the Cubs win the World Series. NASCAR star Dale Earnhardt Jr. is medically cleared to return to racing next year. He missed the final 18 races of the season because of a concussion. His team says he'll race in the season-opening Daytona 500. The Minnesota Wild took down the Toronto Maple Leafs in a close 3-2 victory at Air Canada Centre. While goalie Devan Dubnyk says winning in Toronto is a great way to wrap up a 5-game stretch away from home.
On the road, sometimes that's just the way the game's going to go, and we got some big plays all the way through the third, big blocks and clears in front, and the guys worked right to the end. It's been a long road trip, so it's nice to see it pay off at the end.
And forward Chris Stewart says it's special to be able to score in front of family and friends after growing up in Toronto.
That's something I've been thinking about my whole life, so. And especially have a lot of important people in the building tonight who made, you know, the utmost sacrifices for me growing up. It was kind of like a, you know, tribute to them.
The Maple Leafs center Austin Matthews says it was difficult to play after falling behind 2-0 in the first period.
There was times where we were turning it over, and they're a very good rush team, so they're coming back and creating these opportunities, and they were really cashing a couple on us, and then we dug ourselves in a bit of a hole, but we battled back, and I think we just ran out of time.
And 3 Cavaliers scored more than 20 points in a dominant 126-94 win over the Knicks. Cavaliers forward Kevin Love with 21 points says they knew the Knicks might be tired after playing the Heat in the previous night.
We knew that they were on a back-to-back coming from Miami, and we knew that if we, you know, really pushed the pace early, which we felt like we did, got open shots, and as I mentioned, played downhill, that we were going to, you know, maybe have the upper hand starting the game, and we did.
Send us your team or league scores by emailing us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's currently 1 degree and cloudy, going down to a low of -8 tonight with a chance of flurries. Tomorrow, it's -3 with a mix of sun and cloud, dropping to -12 in the evening. It's 4:09 and 1 degree. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jessica Clement, news on 91X next at 5 o'clock.